All right, it is time to go to the KRDO Newsline. The BBB is sending out tips. Don't let the solar eclipse excitement block your good judgment. And to get more in on that, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with the CEO. Jonathan Leiber is joining us right now. Jonathan, thanks for the time and getting up this morning on this April Fool's Day. This is no joke. I mean, a lot of people could find themselves on the other end of a scam. Good morning.
Good morning, and I think that's a great way to frame it. This one's going to sound a little bit strange, but I assure you this is a legitimate issue for people. So people need to pay attention if you're going to go check out that solar eclipse.
All right, so let's get into it. What are they? What are some of the tips? I mean, I would imagine that that crooks are getting very, very creative these days.
Sadly, they are. And unfortunately, we're seeing scams for just really everything right now, which is really unfortunate. And the solar eclipse is no exception. And a couple things for this one for folks to be aware of. Just anytime there's going to be a large event or large gatherings of people, just make sure when you're booking those hotels online that you're booking from a reputable site, a place that you know is legit. I mean, that's number one. But the bigger issue here that we're seeing, and this is kind of an odd one, but people are actually printing and making fake glasses. And so most people know if you're going to watch a solar eclipse, then you have to have special glasses so you don't harm your eyes. And that is the issue here, is that we have recently received words, and this is from like March 11th, so fairly recent here. And this is coming from the American Astronomical Society. So this is coming from some of the subject matter experts out there that are giving people good tips about what to prepare for. They are aware of a lot of products coming from China that are fake. And so the issue with that is, one, you might lose some money, but two, some of these fakes won't protect your eyes. Oh. So I think that's something that listeners should be aware of.
And this can cause real damage with your eyes. So how do people figure out what's a fake and what's not?
So there's all kinds of things on their website, but I think the biggest tip I can tell people is that if you get these glasses and they are not that dark, or if they are as dark as regular sunglasses, those are fake. So I think everybody needs to know that solar filters are at least 1,000 times darker than even the darkest regular sunglasses.
Ooh.
So they should be extremely, extremely dark. So if you put them on and they're just like wearing a pair of sunglasses, they're probably fake and your eyes will be harmed.
I have a pair outside in my car. I may have to bring them in and check them out and see how they stack up.
But the other thing too, is that there, especially locally, there's glasses that are you know, the BBB seal of accreditation is on there, right?
Absolutely. So there's some vendors that sell these glasses here in the States. And again, you want to look for those vendors that are BBB accredited.
Okay.
That's what we promote, is these vendors you can trust. So you're welcome to check out BBB.org for more information about this. I would also recommend that individuals that are interested in checking out the solar eclipse, check out the American Astronomical Society website as well, just so they can learn more about how to be safe and how to look for those counterfeits.
And as you know, a lot of people go online to do these types of, you know, shopping and things like that. There's some more tips that you're offering for online shopping.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing where most people are going to get these things. And to get that, you're going to need to probably go and buy them. So I think for most of the time, what you're looking for in terms of just online shopping is that you're making sure that you're doing the research on your own. You're not clicking that link that somebody sent to you. You're going to buy that product from a site that you have trusted, that you've done some research on. You want to make sure that you're using a credit card, just in the case there is some type of fraud. You have a little bit of a recourse there to get some of your money back. And you're going to make sure that you're looking at that website to just see if there's any red flags or any things that kind of look strange to you, to make sure that you're protecting yourself those online purchases. And I think the online purchasing, there's a whole lot of information on our website. Just online purchases in general, you want to make sure that you're careful. There's a lot of scams going on right now just for online purchases for everything.
Yeah, and no doubt. And I was a kid when a solar eclipse happened, and I actually stared at the eclipse, and I still have scars today in the back of my, you know, in the back of my eye that are visible as well. So it is a real thing, and it doesn't take long at all to damage your eyes.
Wow. No, I think that's a great reminder to folks. If you put these glasses on and you look in the room should pretty much be completely dark with the exception of like bright lights. And if you can kind of see the room like sunglasses, again, you're absolutely right. Mm. That'll harm your eyes and cause some permanent damage, which is why we want to make sure that listeners are aware.
always want to promote the scam tracker as well at the BBB website. Give us those website and then more information about the Eclipse and those scams that are going on.
Yeah, so the BBB scam tracker, this is where you can look up and report scams. And this is BBB's new tool where we have this national tool where people come and report information and data to us. And then we use that to give reports and help keep people safe. But that's bbbscamtracker.org. You can go there anytime and report a scam or look scams up in your area. And also you can check us out on bbb.org. You can look up accredited businesses on that bbb.org website. You can also do bbb.org/scams, and that'll pull up a whole other website that's going to give you more information about different scams that are going on and things you can check out to see what's happening in your area and at the national level.
He is the CEO of the BBB. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thanks for having me today.